Gabi Loyi Osam Benosam Beflilim to make blood.
So clearly, if the lady, you did not kill the lady, just the baby, so you have to pay the money. He learns out just like over there, it means the money, because then even if you kill her, also it's only her value and not that we kill you.
But Pashto says like the Rabbonin, it says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, that's the Rabbonin's proof that this Kav and Horeg is there, for Horeg is there, Yechai. Omar Rav says, Hai the Tona de Vechizkiya. That's the famous clause from Tona de Vechizkiya. Mafko mi the Rebbe, you mafko mi the Rabbonin. It's not like Rebbe, and it's not like the Rabbanan, it's not like neither of them. We'll soon see that you're potter from Isa, but you're also potter from Amin. In other words, according to the Rabbanan in this case, Yechayiv Misa. According to Rebbe in this case, Yechayiv Amin. According to the Vechizkiya, you're potter from both. You're potter from Isa, because they hold this Kav from the Horeg Gezel, the Horeg Gezel, like Reb Shimon, you're potter from Isa, but they also hold you're potter from Amin. Why? Because you say, come live with the Rabbanan, we'll soon see. The Tongue of Rechizkiya. The Pasuk says, Make Odom or Make Behema. There's a Hekish, the same way you hit another person, that Yechayiv Misa, Yechayiv Mamin, to the case of Make Behema, where Odom Hamazik, where a person just hits an animal, says a Hekish one to the other. Make Odom or Make Behema. So the Rechizkiya makes Hekish like this. Ma Make Behema. Just like by Odom Hamazik, when an Odom hits a Behema. Roy Cholak to Bo, there's never a difference. There's never a difference. Then shaking whether you killed the animal, but shaking that you have to pay money, or the mood yolam lemezit, whether you did it intentions. They miskav and the shayna miskavin. They derech yirid lo derech aliyah. La poitri mi mamin, that you're never free from mamin. Ela lechai mi mamin. No matter how a man kills an animal, no matter how he's a mazik, b'shaygi, b'mezim, miskavin, yaliyah, no difference. At all times, odom a mazik is chayif. So now the pasuk says, mak odom has the same halacha. That af mak odom. The same way if you kill another person, where an Adam kills a person, the same type of alimut. Person kills an Adam, there's also the limit. That loy techlak boy, do not make any differences. Loy techlak boy. Bein shaygig, whether you kill somebody be shaygig. What do you mean don't make a difference? Avadi apotah from Isa. What it means to say is that you don't have to pay money. That's called chayv misa shaygigin, that still you apotah from paying money. Because whether you kill the person be shaygig, that means you apotah from Isa. Lemezit, whether you kill bemezit, that you chayv misa. Bein miskav and the shayna miskav, whether you have kavon of him, you have kavon of somebody else. Bein derech yirid or derech aliyah, whether you kill somebody going up or going down. L'chayiv mamin, then all cases you're not chayiv mamin, el or rather l'potcher mamin, that you're potter from mamin. Because by odem hamazid, by odem, when you kill somebody, if you kill him b'mezid, then you're chayiv misa. So when you're chayiv misa, pshita, you're potter from paying money. Then we know you say the klal of komlei b'derabi minei. This chiddush is, even when you kill b'shegeg, that we do not kill you, you do not have a chayiv misa upon yourself, still you're potter from paying money. Because that's the svar of lech lakta boy. That there's no difference. Whenever you kill somebody, it always has the same halacha. So just like when you do it for nezid, we have it there at the cost of kom leib the rab minei. You're potter from paying money. You only get misa. So now when it happens b'sheg v'reinu miskavin, even though there's no misa, still there's a cost of kom leib for the rab minei. That's the rechizkiz halacha. That's called chayve misa shegigin. We also say kom leib the rab minei. How's it there at the cost of? So since you did a Misa, that this action has the potential to be Mechayev yourself Misa, even though you didn't have Kavona, your intentions were not there completely, still this Misa is Mufka from Mammon. It's called a Misa Riga, you can't be Chayev Mammon for that action. Yes. The Gemara says, what does it mean to say, my Sheinim is covered, he had no intentions. Elam, if you want to tell me Shani Miskav and Klal, he had no intentions at all to kill, but the Mara Haim was Shagig, that's Shagig. El Shit would have meant to say Shani Miskav and Lazer, El Lazer. He did not have intentions to kill Reuven, but he had intentions to kill somebody else. Oktani still says what? Lechaivoy, Mammon, El Lepoitri Mammon. That in a case where you had intentions to kill somebody else, you're Potter from Mammon. Now, vi bar kotlu, if you have to kill the person, my Yisach Lifterei, what do you have to tell me this for? If you tell me that the Rabbanan Shita, that Neskav and Horeg is there, Horeg is there, Yechayev Misa, so Pshita you potter from money.
What do I need this chiddush for? Elolash mamino lav vakotluhu. That the Bechiski holds like the Shimon Shita, Niskavin Horik Ezev, Horik Ezev, Potter from Isa. And still, Vilar Bamamino, still your Potter for paying money. That since you have this Hekish, Makod, Makabhema, any time you did a Meister Hariga, you Potter for a moment. Even though you don't have intentions, you have a Ptur on the Chiv Misa, still your Potter for a moment. So that's the three Shitas here. For the Niskavin Horik Ezev, Horik Ezev, we have three Shitas. According to Rabbanan Shita, your chayiv misa, so Shita is potter for money. According to Rabbi Shimon, your potter for misa, therefore you have to pay money. According to Bechistia, even though you're potter from misa, still you're potter from moment. Now the Gemara says, Roitseyach shenisarim bachayim. Let's say somebody killed somebody, and then after Bezna Paschal, his chayiv misa, he ran away into a group of people, and we do not know where he is, which one is the one that's chayiv misa. So it says Allah here, Kulam Paturim. They're all potter, we can't kill anybody, we don't know who the one is. Rabbi Yehuda Weimar, Kainzin Noisa Lekipa. No, we put them all into a room and we starve them to death. That's Lekipa. We lock them up, because we can't do a positive action to give them the positive Misa, but we don't let them get away with it, we put them Lekipa. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. It means we ran into a group with a raw Chayiv Misa. They all have to be killed. So therefore, it's Kainzin Noisa Lekipa, Rashi says, V'shom Achilu Moisa Sorim, we give them barley teeth. Until their stomach bursts open. We'll see in the Gemara. Kol chayvim misa shenisarvu zeh b'zeh. Let's say two people that are chayv misa, and they got mixed up. We do not know which one gets reifa, which one gets kila. So locher is nidoinim b'kala. Automatically, does not give both of them the misa kal. Let's say one has reifa, one has kila. We give them the more simple misa to both of them. Now, what's called the more simple misa? Haniskolim v'nisrofim. Let's say one person that's chayav skila got mixed up with another person that's chayav sreifa. So Rabbi Shimon Oimer nidoin b'skila. Sha'as sreifa chamura. His sheet is that sreifa is the most chomedik misa. Therefore, we give both of them skila. The chomer and the chomer say no, nidoin b'sreifa. We give both of them sreifa, sha'as skila chamura. We had psukim before, how they dash and they learn out which one's more chomer. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says back. Shimon holds that Sreifa's Mechamer, that Omer Rebbe Shimon, even Le Hoysa Sreifa Chamur, if Sreifa would not be so strong, Le Nitnu Le Bas Kein Shazinsa. How come the Torah gives this special punishment to a Bas Kein Shazinsa to get Sreifa? That's the proof that Sreifa's Mechamer. Omer Le Chamer said back, no. Even Le Hoysa Skila Chamura, Skila wouldn't have been the most strongest Misa, Le Nitnu Le Magadet. The worst Aveira there is you curse Hashem, or as Le'evin, Avoiz Gechovin. So, since they get skila, that's the proof skila is more chomer. Now, what's going to be hanerogim benechnokim? Somebody has chayiv sayif, the sword, with somebody has chayiv chanika to be strangled. Which one is more chomer? Also machlokes. Rabbi Shimon Oimer be sayif, we give sayif because he holds chenik is more chomer. The chomer may not be the chenik. We give chenik because they hold sayif is more chomer. Now the Gemara says, manacher, one of the reish the Mishnah means, roitzeach, a murderer, they got mixed up with other people. That is, Rabbi Yehuda says, we put them all into jail. Manacherim, you want to tell me, Acherim Kshirim, he ran into a bunch of people. So the other people are kosher, that potter from Isa. So Chorb Shita, of course we do not kill anybody here. How can we kill an innocent person? Secondly, for whole lame Rabbi Yehuda, Kreitzler is the keeper. How could Rabbi Yehuda say here that we take this whole group of people and we put them in jail and we kill them all? How could that be? If only one of them is Chayiv Misa, Pshita, we would not kill the other people. So what's the case here that the murderer got mixed up with other people? That Rabbi Yehuda says, Kreitzler is the keeper. We lock them up till they all die. Amar Rabbi Vu, Amar Shmuel, Hocha Baroitzeach, this one Ruve now, he was in Bezdin, and he killed somebody or ate him there, because Bezdin did not come out with the Gemara Din yet. And he ran into other people that have the Gemara Din already. So in such a case, all these people deserve to be killed. Just we can't give Hariga Mamish, because since there was not a Gemara Din yet, Bezdin has the right to kill him. Therefore, we have to give the Misa Kal, which means like a Shevi Atasa. We just sit back and let them die. We do not do the actual Misa of killing them. Rabbanan Sav, Rabbanan Hold, Ein Gomrim Dina Shalad Emele Bafonif. Hilkach, therefore, Kulim Pturim. Rabbanan said the reason why they're all potter from Misa, because the Klal, you can't be Gomad Dina Shalad Emele Bafonif. You have to have the Nidin here. since we don't know who the Nidin is, we cannot give a chi of Misa, therefore the Rol Potter. We have Yehuda holds, Miftarin Lagamri Nami Loi, but you can't free him at all, altogether here. Kivan the Reitzchem Ninu, since the Maisi mixed up with other people that killed already, and he's also a murderer, just we didn't have the Gemar Din yet, that's the view the Shit, you can't free him. Hilkav, therefore, Kurtzulais Lakipa. Therefore, the more Kal Misa would be, lock him up, and let them die with a Shevi Atasa, not with a direct Maisariga. Resh Lakish Shomar, be Odom, the Kuli Amla, Pliga the Patri. If the Mishnah is talking about a person, a murderer, that got mixed up with other people, so Pshita, we would not kill them. Everybody would agree, the Pteri, that since one of them is not Chayiv Misa yet, even in the case before, since there wasn't the Gemar Din yet, we cannot kill anybody. Abul Hocho Bishor, here we're talking about an ox. Shaloi Nigma Dinoi, that a shor that killed somebody, just Bezdin did not make the Gemar Din. And before Bezdin made the Gemar Din on this shor Haniskal, Shenesar Bishor Macherim, Shenigma Din Kemiflugi. Now this ox ran into a group of other oxes that already killed somebody, and they had a Gemar Din to be stoned. So this is the Machlokes over here. Rabbonin Tzavri, Kemisas Bailim, Kach Misas Ashor. Just like you can't kill a person unless you have him in front of you by Beis Din, therefore you can't kill a shor unless you have him in front of you in Beis Din. V'ein goyrim dina shor shor ela b'fonav. Hilka kulam p'turin. Therefore over here that you do not know which one is the shor that killed now, he ran into a group of shvarim, but you do not know which one is the murderer right now, therefore we can't give him a chiv misa, kulam p'turin. If you the sovereign now, Kurtzumais Lakipa. In such a Svara, there's a Svara Kurtzumais Lakipa. Here by Shvarim he holds at least. But listen, all the Shvarim killed somebody. So they're all really Chayiv Misa. Even though you can't make a Gemara Din until he's there in front of you, but this much, you have to kill the Shvarim. Lamaisa, the rule of Takol is, all these Shvarim killed people, you have to get rid of the Takola. So as a Din Takola, we have to make sure all the Shvarim die. You're holding off tei, I'm going on top. Again, last shayla was that the Mishnah said halacha, if a ratzeach, a murderer, got mixed up with other murderers, with other people, so it says kulam peturim, and if Yehuda is the one that said, no, kentzunois lakipa, that we can't free them all, rather we have to lock them all up and let them die from starvation. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean? Who's the acherim? So the Gemara, there were two pshatim so far. It was Rabbi Avua, Amar Shmuel said, Ratzeach Shlonigma Dino Shnisarav Bereitzchem Acherim. One shot was the Mishnah means the Ratzeach here means he was a Ratzeach. We had Edim that he killed. Just Bezin didn't make a Gemar Din yet. And he ran and got mixed up with other people that already have a Psak Din, the Chayiv Misa. So that's the Machlokes. Do we free them all? Because we can't make a Gemar Din on him. So he can't kill him. We free them all. But also, if you just says no, Lamaisa, the person did kill, we had Edim. Just that there wasn't the Gemar Din, so he can't give a Maisa Misa, but at least Kaif and Isai will starve them. That was the first pshat. Then Rash Lakish said the pshat in the Mishnah was, we're not talking about a person, we're talking about a shor. It was a shor that killed the man, and it was Shalai Nigma Dinai. The Bezin didn't make the Gemar Dinyat on this shor, and it got mixed up with other shvorim that are Chayiv Misa, that there was a Gemar Din. Says the Machlokes, do we free them all? Or do we say no, kaifenoisai? That was the two pshatim here in our Mishnah so far. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says,